Hello, my fellow sovereign nodes. Today I'm trying out something that is a little bit different for this week's Remember to Breathe. I find myself kind of up against a deadline here, because as much as I want to do everything I can to live authentically, to live in flow, I find that there is an element of discipline which helps me to continue to come back to this place which I know that I want to be. See, these patterns that take me away from decentralized consciousness and into the old paradigms of fear and convenience, you know, it's easy to fall back into those. So I haven't felt super inspired this week to write. I have a couple topics in mind, but I just haven't felt super inspired to write. So what I thought about trying out here is, just like this week's podcast, I'm just going to record a little voice note. I don't know if we'll make it out in podcast form or not, or if I'll just send it out in the newsletter. I don't even know if this is going to be worth publishing or not, but I'm just going to see where it goes. So effectively, what I did a couple weeks ago with the ChatGPT summarized voice memo, I think it worked really well, but what you got was a summarized, albeit probably better organized version of the thoughts I was having around the subject of ownership. And now here today, I think I want to take this opportunity to just give you the raw version of that voice memo. Just let my thoughts kind of form in the disorganized manner that they come up. And the beauty of it is, being that you and I are not in the same room together, is that you can go back and you can kind of piece it together in a way that makes sense to you. You can replay it. But the subject that I have been thinking about this week and have been trying to start writing on is the subject of identity. Okay, so this week I had a session where we delved pretty deep into the concepts of identity. And it actually goes along really well with that short story that I wrote a couple weeks ago called A Short Story About Everything. And the basic premise of that story is that if we build on this model, that we come from a place of oneness, which can only mean that if it's a place of everything is one, that means everything is there. So everything and all things are the basis from which we come. A lot of people, we describe this in the English language as being unconditional love. That's the feeling that we get when we try to understand a feeling of oneness and feeling of all. And so that's the word that I used for the universe, is all. And so in this story, the concept was that all being able to experience itself in oneness and experience everything that it is at any point in time, it really doesn't even need to have specific instances where it goes in and looks at specific aspects, because it's experiencing all that it is in its perfection all at the same time. So all basically constructed these individual realities to experience itself on a deeper level. And not only that, but it decided to do so in a way that it would forget who it truly is. Which, you know, a lot of us are in a place right now where we've kind of become very aware of higher consciousness. If you're a Bitcoiner, you know, all of your models about the reality of Earth quickly shatter. And even more so when you go down these rabbit holes of spirituality and learn more about yourself as an individual and the actions you take and what drives them, the stories you tell yourself. And you can imagine that if you are the universe, if you are God, that you put yourself in these shoes to get the most raw and real aspect of separation, of being part of something that has limits, something that has bounds. And that's why you, as God, chose to forget. So it really all makes sense in that way. So how does this play into identity? So identity, or definition, is the bounds for which make a concept a concept. Bitcoin is a really good example of this because it is so black and white. It's code, right? So your private keys are a string of random letters, numbers. And if even one of those characters changes, then that is not your key. And this is the concept. You can expand this concept to everything. You can expand it to everything that we know and conceptualize in our earthly existence. So me, myself, as Caleb, you know, I define myself as this person. I define myself as a person who will take certain actions for a myriad of reasons, be it fears, financial fears, fears of hurting my physical body, fears of not being liked, just tons and tons of fears, as consciousness explorers all know. There's also morals. I won't take certain actions because I don't believe them to be morally right. I believe that I will hurt another person. I don't believe that that is correct, or that's a good thing for me to do. And there are actions that I will take out of who I define myself to be. So if I define myself to be a father, I will take actions as what I believe a father to be. So in this session that we are referring to, we began talking about spaces and the spaces that we define. The example that I ended up coming into was the example of my home. And my son, who is now almost 4 years old, we get into these cycles of momentum, of power grabbing, where he begins jumping around from activity to activity, trying to set me off, trying to trigger me. And it works. I get triggered. I can get very mad to the point where I'm embarrassed, because the father that I believe myself to be should not be doing that. Again, this is all definitions. This is all the bounds of the person that I'm defining myself to be. But I get mad. I say things that really are just hurtful. And he just continues doing this to... I'm not really sure what the process is. Obviously, there is an outer reflection, something that's within me. But there's also he playing out his patterns and what he's destined to go through as well. And you know, these are opportunities for us to heal. and work through this stuff from a higher perspective and let them go. Withdraw from them and realize that these are just identities. So the space identity and the space that we create in these events where my son's kind of going around grabbing for power by doing things that he knows that I will not want him to do, that I will not like. This feels, there's a large part of it that feels like it comes down to me defining the space of my home and getting this sense that he is disrespecting it. Now, for sure, in the case of a 4-year-old, they don't really act out of spite. For those parents who do have 4-year-olds or have had 4-year-olds, I think you could probably agree, maybe there's some things they can do out of spite. When they're really mad, they'll throw stuff because they don't know what else to do. But still, they don't know or understand the concept of taking an action to just upset you or hurt you. So, for me, when we went into this, I thought, what is the lesson here? What is being brought up here? He's disrespecting my space. Okay, so what is the definition around my space? My space is this home, right? And the things that we can do and cannot do are very clear to me. They are. Maybe not so much for him. But as we'll just go on the extreme end, the obvious route is I'm not going to light a fire in my house. That's because this is my space. I don't want my home to get burnt down. I'm not going to run around jumping on the couches, rubbing my dirty hands on the walls, playing with decorations, playing with glass decorations. Now I'm getting into his shoes. Because again, this is my space. I like it to look nice. I have attachments to these feelings of everything looking nice and being nice. And I think what I came to realize and understand is this really isn't my space. It is a space, but it's not really my space, right? I define it as my space. My space has certain things that you can and cannot do if you want to be in it. However, he is a sovereign soul, just as I am. And on the purest level, on a node-to-node level, we are one and the same, me and my son. So it's not just my space, but it is our space. Yeah, it's our space that we share together. And don't get me wrong, I don't feel like just allowing him to run around throwing the glass vase, getting his dirty hands on the walls. You know, I don't want to encourage such behavior, but when I approach it from this more unconditional space, what I feel is more of a loving approach to be able to use more neutral tones, more loving words, and then more neutrality in understanding why he is taking the actions that he is taking and the patterns that we are co-creating and experiencing together. And so, sometimes what I can feel the outcome of this will be is maybe I'll go crazy and I'll start running around the house and I'll start playing with the decorations and I'll start doing things that I would not allow to happen in our space. Or maybe because I can connect with this compassion and this neutrality of being with him, being with his soul, I can see that he's just reflecting the space as I define it, but he's reflecting the boundaries which I won't go, the boundaries where to which I will not go. He's not reflecting the boundaries that I adhere to. He's reflecting the other side of the spectrum. So maybe it shifts to the point where my neutrality and my compassion allows me to connect with him on a deeper level, to the point where we can just be together in that space and we don't have to worry about these boundaries. Not only are we not worried about him pushing the boundaries of what is not okay, but we're also able to just, we're just able to be in that space without even worrying about the boundaries at all. Because a life living in flow, is not one where there's probably much of a benefit of breaking all of these rules. No, the life that the universe wants to experience is it wants to experience the pushing of the boundaries, but it just wants to do it once. It only needs to do it once. So if we can let go of those things that have happened thousands and thousands of times, they can just be that. They can just go. Yeah, so now I just want to take a moment and just sit and can hear the sounds in the background of the cicadas in the trees, and there's a couple of leaf blowers in the background. Yeah, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. I think the second part of this topic, and I would leave it there, but I feel very driven to talk more about this, because I think I'm going to create some kind of white paper of dynamics, constitution, something. I'm not really sure what to call it. But on the topic of defining spaces, and is the defining the space of decentralized consciousness. So there are things that decentralized consciousness is, there are things that it is not. You can probably assume that it is not a place where generally we're going to come and discuss, I don't know, sports, for instance. It's a little bit off topic. Instead, this is a place where we're going to be touching on personal growth, spiritual growth, embodiment of highest self, living without fear, living without patterns, living outside of false stories, false models. But we use models. We use these models and these edges, which, when I say an edge, it's like this boundary between what it is and what it is not. So if you imagine the space or the person, the identity, as being the sphere, the edge of the sphere is kind of like the gray area. Maybe there's not a hard line, but there's like a gray area as to, okay, now we're starting to step outside of what this space and what it is and is not. But the decentralized consciousness is a place that was originally incepted to allow for people to express their highest selves, a space for them to connect to their highest selves. And so whatever that means, whatever patterns you need to work through, whatever things you need to identify with on the journey there, this is a place for you to do that. And, you know, with that being said, I guess the white paper that I'm envisioning here is basically describing that we come here with the idea that we are always working through some kind of identity. As long as we're using words, as long as we're using concepts, we are incorporating some identity of our own. And so this is a place for us to come and express those identities, to allow other people to push at the edges of those identities, to be able to continue to grow as individuals and allow us to shed those identities if we want to. You know, in the decentralized consciousness this year, I've made a commitment to putting out a newsletter every week, right? And that's an identity. I know that I created this identity, this discipline. There would be some weeks where I wasn't quite feeling it, wasn't quite feeling like creating, but I was going to do it anyway because it was still an opportunity for me to move up in consciousness. So this is like this soft program, the soft identity that I created with the intention of continuing to move closer to myself. And if I had not done such, I wouldn't be doing this voice memo here right now. So come to this space. You're welcome to come to this space and express your identities. But all we ask is that you align with our intention, which, if you're here, I think that that's just kind of how the law of attraction works. The universal laws that God has set up here is that intention aligns with intention, and the intention here is to create a space. I also think I have some financial intention as well, because I wanted to grow a business as like a healer, a facilitator. So there's like some financial desire there as well. But the intention of this space was to continue to work through those patterns. And so the people that come here, there will be times where we identify with things, where we will be confused, where we will be triggered. And in those times, let's play them out. Let's play them out as with as much unconditional love as we can. And when we see these as separate from ourselves, when we see that it is not the node, the ever-loving, unconditional aspect that is playing out these patterns in one another, then we will be able to drop them, or we'll be able to soften them and move to bigger things, to bigger, better, brighter things. That's what this space is for. I think the final thing on this topic is the concept of leadership. And you know, some of you might see me as like a leader, or at least feel me as somewhat of a leader in this space that was created. And Sama and I actually talked a lot about leadership and centralization in higher consciousness in the last podcast that we did together, which was the one titled Atlantis Aliens, and the other topics escaping me, Parallel Lives. And so I'd recommend checking that out. And now that some clarity has come in and defining identities and spaces, you know, the space that has been created here, just because a space was created by someone, it doesn't, in the higher consciousness, it does not mean that they are the sole owner and controller of that space. I think that the idea here is to be as transparent and as open as possible with the intention. And by creating a place with that level of transparency, that it's something that will truly begin to blossom and become something really, really wonderful. So it's not like, you know, I'm sitting here as a leader, controlling and directing things. Yeah, I have some ideas for, you know, what what decentralized consciousness looks like, and the content and the conversations in the group, and but I also have ideas for what it doesn't look like, right? And this is where allowing myself and allowing things to flow and grow the way that they're supposed to, but also not being attached to the space, because the space itself might also evolve into something that doesn't resonate with me anymore, or vice versa. I might resonate out of it, and the same might happen to you as well. In fact, maybe the vision here is that decentralized consciousness, this place that we are building here, maybe the ultimate place that it will end up is everywhere. Maybe it will blossom into, it's not just this community Telegram group, it's not just the podcast or the newsletter or the session facilitators or the creators or the artists in the space, but it's instead everywhere, right? Because this highest intention is to connect with our node and to embody our highest self. And understanding that we are not actually separate, the embodiment of myself means the embodiment of yourself. And the more that we embody ourselves, the more that we'll bring in people, the more that we'll work through some of these old programs that we don't need anymore, and it'll just continue to expand in your own communities, in your own lives. So that's really the beautiful, bright direction that it could go. The other direction is that maybe it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't expand. Maybe you come for a time and you drop off and you continue on your own path. Maybe you'll find your way back. We're trying to build a space here. The intention is to build a space where we have these flexible edges. And we can't be afraid to let that space bend and feel like it's breaking, feel like the definitions are shattering. Okay, so yeah, I think this has been really good. It's been a very interesting flow, and I hope that you also derive some value out of it. I think I would like to also publish this as a podcast as well. Yep. And yeah, we'll just see how the rest of this plays out. Remember that you can check out the decentralized consciousness at bitcoin-consciousness.com. And if you are looking to connect with other Bitcoiners or even some no-coiners that are committed to living authentically and becoming the truest version of themselves that they can, I encourage you to join. We have a Telegram group where we have all kinds of amazing discussions. We've got momentum meditations going on there right now. Today actually is our last open one before we move to a closed group, so I highly encourage you to check that out as well. And lastly, to those of you who are really connecting with this message, the decentralized consciousness is a place for you to create. So this is a place for you, if you feel like putting out one of these voice memos to people and just working through various ideas and concepts, you know, this is a place to do it. If you want to share art, if you want to share... You know, we often think that creation is art, music, podcasts, but it's really whatever you want to explore. If you want to explore, if you feel a deep curiosity to explore anything, like, there's an aspect of me that is still very curious in exploring high order rationality. And so I do often go down rabbit holes of understanding how to use my rational mind. So even if you want to explore higher order rationality, this is a place for you to meet people who also want to do that, or create things that you can share with other people who also want to do that. Yeah, I want to thank you for joining, and I hope you enjoyed the ride, and we look forward to connecting with you on whichever medium presents itself. So, from mine, no tears. We'll talk soon.